Hello, everybody. I'm George Myland. Well, this is commenting on the British Labour Party. Well, the Labour Party in the United Kingdom is increasingly in trouble and in disarray. Now, in almost every poll, behind Reform United Kingdom, not by much, 1 or 2%. This is a party which has been in office for not even 1 year after 14 years in opposition. They should be doing far better than this. So they came in with the economy finally growing, inflation quite low, unemployment quite low. Not that bad a situation to take over. I know inflation had been bad a few years earlier, but all right, there's quite high public debt and so on. There's some serious systemic problem with growing welfare dependency, more and more people overdiagnosed, as even Wes Streeting, the health secretary, says, as having mental health issues, means that they can't work, when a lot of them are just skivers and so on. And Labour's behind all this. But, you know, there's much joy in heaven over every sinner who repenteth. But how is Labour going to tackle this? And they say they're going to be reducing these personal independence allowances to force people to start working. And, of course, there are many ructions from some of the bleeding hearts and Labour benches who just want to increase dependency, who think that people being on benefits should be a career. Now, at least Labour believes that. Conservatives are going to be the party of the small state and no welfare dependency, but it's under the Tory watch that it got a lot worse. Anyway, so can Labour tackle this problem? Well, not really, because it's going against their payroll vote. And Sir Keir Starmer and his cabinet are supposedly lacking compassion because they believe that working class people shouldn't have to pay for layabouts, that more public money should go to solving real problems, to helping the NHS and so on. So Labour is in trouble with its trades union paymasters when they're saying that civil servants will have to work in person. There's got to be greater productivity in the National Health Service and the civil service, where the staff and the budgets have ballooned. They give them these inflation-busting pay rises. And all right, to some extent, that's simply trying to get them back to the position they were in 2008 before the credit crunch kicked in. Because in real terms, most people are worse off than they were in 2008. Real terms, note. So Labour has got to tackle this lassitude, this profligacy, and it's going to be very difficult for them, especially although their economy is growing now, but it's going to be like 1% this year. And Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, many of her plans were predicated on a very unsafe assumption, and that was of healthy economic growth. And there are other things he's done that Sir Keir Starmer's done to upset people, this deal with the European Union, which people just think is somewhat undoing Brexit. And so a lot of working class voters Labour voters are possibly attracted to Reform UK. It's often based on resentment and conspiracy theories and spite. That's where there's a crossover between them. Now, Labour said that they would bring down immigration to a sensible level, and Keir Starmer said that UK was becoming a country of strangers. Now, he was assailed by many leftists saying, my goodness, this is redolent of Enoch Powell's notorious Rivers of Blood oration. So Enoch Powell, the Conservative Member of Parliament for Wolverhampton South West, in March 1968, he infamously delivered a speech in Birmingham saying that he was like the Roman, filled with foreboding, I see the time affirming with much blood, saying that there was way too much immigration and it was all going to end in tears, quoting with apparent approval an anonymous constituent of his saying, in 15 or 20 years, the black man will hold the whip hand over the white man. Well, immigration doesn't need to lead to racial conflict. There doesn't have to be mastery and subjugation and so on. There can be equality, friendship, fraternity. So it was setting up a false dichotomy. There can be a gain for all races, and a person's race doesn't matter. Anyway, so he was lambasted for that. Had a Conservative said something similar to Starmer, then, of course, Starmer would have savaged him or her. So Labour's going both ways in the same direction. They're trying to limit immigration, and much of that I applaud. But at the same time, you're making it easier for people in the European Union to simply come and live here. Now, I want immigration. It'd be daft to be against all of it. What's the right number, like net 100,000, 200,000, something like that? Not net 900,000. That was a cataclysmic failure of the Conservative Party, doing the opposite of what it promised to do. And it was Boris Johnson. He's the one who loosened the regulations during his 3 years in office. Of course, much of it wasn't felt during Boris Johnson's time because, of course, that was coronavirus. The coronavirus rules, they were finally abolished only a couple of months before he left office. He left office, was it the 6th of September, 2022. So Baroness Kate Hoey was a Labour MP for Vauxhall, and one of the few Labour Brexiteers has said that this new deal with the European Union, it will cause Labour voters to switch to Reform UK. So Labour is already in big trouble. So they're not delivering all sorts of things. The two-child benefit cap, that caused lots of Labour MPs to rebel. They had their whip withdrawn. They could defect to the Greens. I thought, well, if I was them, the Greens, I would form sort of a Green left with the pro-Palestinian MPs and the Greens. That'd be a caucus of like, is it nine MPs already, plus Corbyn, plus some Adullamites from Labour. You're up to 20 MPs already. And if they all kept their seats in the next election, that would be a significant party. It could even grow. All right, so they say that's this is going to be the end of fishing in the United Kingdom. The fish are going to be fished to extinction and so on. It'll lead to way more litigation. It'll make the trade deal with the United States more problematic, this latest deal with the European Union. Of course, people don't get into the granularity of it, but accepting European Union standards on food and so forth, that negates the advantage of having left the European Union. The so-called realignment, many people think, is a betrayal of the majority who voted for Brexit and so forth. So there are all sorts of problems that he's got, you know. It's going to drive unemployment up. Okay, one of the few gains is being able to use the fast gate when you go to a European Union country, just through the gate where you just simply scan your passport and it opens. So skip the queue, as it were. But, you know, that's quite a small concession, especially considering there was already an inequality in as much as European citizens were given that in the UK. But you might say, well, that's the United Kingdom's got less bargaining power. That is the reality. Just look at the numbers. So I had to accept that. So Labour's in trouble under all sorts of things, wanting to reduce the benefits bill, not raising the two-child benefit cap. Not moving fast enough on green energy, but of course that's bad for the economy. We got this monomania from Ed Miliband, formerly leader of the Labour Party, 2010 to 2015, about going, carbon neutral or renewable in some ridiculously short space of time. It's just not achievable, and it's driving up prices too much. I mean, I do recognise it's desirable to do that, but it's unaffordable in the short term. So Labour is in trouble on many fronts. So they are at panic stations. They did badly in these local elections again. And for them, Kemi Badenoch, they think she's a fairly ineffectual leader. So that's somewhat true. But for the Conservatives, if they dump her and get Robert Jenrick, her runner-up, he'd probably be even worse. He's also a very vehement cheerleader for the mass murder of Palestinian civilians. That is not a good thing. But so the Labour also think, well, maybe they'll dump Badenoch and get a better Conservative leader. And then Labour really in trouble. I mean, I don't think Kemi Badenoch is particularly the problem. I don't think anyone else out there would do significantly better. And the Conservatives ought to not be changing leader every single year. So will Starmer try and lead Labour into the 2028 election? I guess probably not. I think he'll be pressured to step down. He will be fairly long in the tooth at that point. His approval ratings are appalling. They're only going to get worse. Bear in mind, this is the honeymoon. What's it like? The nadir of a government is about 3 hours after a general election. So, you know, summer of 2027, that's going to be a really rock bottom for them. Things ideally approve for them in 2028. And if the things are going okay, if they've got a bit of a lead in the polls, to call it in 2028, that's what they would do. But I would think someone like Yvette Cooper or David Lammer would lead them to that election. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.